Welcome to the Eternal Athletes Podcast. It's Ryan Klein here. Got my beautiful bride by my side, Erin Klein, and we're excited to bring to you a long-awaited debut of this podcast and introduce you to what we've been working on behind the scenes, quite frankly, for the last year or two. A lot of hard work we can't wait to share, and along the same time, we can't wait to inspire the world and help bring essentially the gospel message out to the world. So that's what we're here for.
I think it's been longer than a couple of years. You've been working on this a long time. So.
Yeah. So just for some context, St. Fuel actually just started off as a book I wrote a few years ago. It was more of a general ecumenical book that just would help you become the best version of yourself and help you become a saint and help you be holy. And I walk through a few different simple ways we can do that right in the book. And then, as things progressed, I saw athletes, quite frankly, being, underserved in the space, and being Christian athletes ourselves and, what we're most passionate about. We felt like it was just a perfect combination to use what we're passionate about, sports, and combine it with our biggest passion, Jesus, and our faith, of course, and combine those two and bring it to the world. So St. Fuel ultimately blends the two of that through a few different ways that we're about to share with you here. But so that's, long story short, what's happening here. We have a lot of things in the hopper, a lot of things coming, particularly our website. We got, Christian apparel and a performance compression gear line that we've been working on behind the scenes for quite some time.
When he says we, he means he's been doing it's a lot of that work. I want to make it look good.
You provided some good ideas and everything. But I know you guys are excited to hear, and just really curious on what's happening here. So, so essentially the whole vision of why this came to be, why the, part of St. Fuel is this Eternal Athletes podcast. We want to bring the message and, gather athletes, top athletes, from around the world, have them speak and have them share their stories and how Christ has impacted their life. And, coming from sports backgrounds ourselves, we thought that was really important. So, we did think that, and I honestly was against sports for quite some time, and she can speak to this too, but there was a season in my life about 5 to 10 years ago where I honestly thought sports were a distraction. I thought they took people away from Jesus. I thought people used it as an excuse maybe not to, attend their, Sunday Sabbath, whether it's Mass or their Sunday service. I was in that kind of boat for a few years, so I was kind of turned off by sports, honestly, even after being a collegiate professional athlete and, coach myself. We just thought to, how we could best bring that to the world. So here we go.
So you're no longer against sports.
I'm not against sports.
We're not against. We're very for them.
And essentially, it was just how can we, if we can't change sports, if we can't change how people, view and interact and how millions of people watch, the Super Bowl, for example, we're just like, okay, this is going to be something that people are going to do forever. How can we bring Jesus to it? And how can we just amplify it? And really, the vision of St. Fuel is to create an atmosphere in every sport that glorifies Jesus Christ. So it was a lot of that kind of work and that kind of talk, and the whole mission, right, is to be very athlete centric and eternal focused. So our mission statement is to empower athletes to glorify Christ with their game and pursue a life with Him for eternity. So that's what we have going on here. So. You want to give a quick backstory here on you and sports?
Yeah, I don't think I was ever against sports. I mean, kind of a little bit. I get where you're going with that. But I do think that, in essence, like growing up, you see it more and more today. So luckily that is kind of more obvious, or at least starting to be. We're starting to see that more. But I remember thinking, like, I'm a basketball player on the court and I'm a Christian at church on Sundays. Like, I never, like, mixed the two together. So I think just growing up, it was always kind of separate. And, as we've gotten older and we've played at the collegiate level and we've coached coach sports, and now we have kids, and now we're the youth sports, and we know our kids are going to grow up in that. It's kind of how can we take that passion that we have for playing sports, take what we have seen with Christ that has impacted our lives in so many different ways. And again, particularly, it's just how you grow up, you know? I mean, I know we're both from, like, really small towns, so it's like sports is almost a religion when you're growing up and that's all there is. But kind of how to blend those two together and live that life and how you can obviously prioritize, but you don't have to be against sports now, you know?
No.
It's like there's ways that you can infuse them together, and I think St. Fuel, you know, really, really brings all of that together, keeping the main thing, focus, what's important and prioritizing, but doing that in an athlete-centric environment.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. So taking essentially what could be viewed as a distraction by many, and, you know, we really wanted just to make it where you can't ignore Jesus on the sports field. And we do feel like there has been a shift the last year or two, especially, that it's really happened.
Yeah.
You see a lot of individuals and players acknowledging Jesus when they're talking to cameras, you know, post-game interviews, even yeah. press conferences. So that's very, very inspiring.
And prayer on the field.
Lots of prayer on the field. And we want to bring that to all sports, across the world, quite frankly. Mm-hmm. As large of a task as that could be, but God willing, we do plan to be around for quite some time, and this is our mission to get His message out there and to bring the gospel to the world, and we feel like the best way we can do that is through what we're passionate about here. So, some quick stuff you guys can do. Just if you're really kind of looking for more of a visual on what's going on here, you can go to saintfuel.com. Right there, you can look at a simple about page. We're, just a brief little section about me and Aaron there. Come from and our vision for this. And, we have prayers for athletes on the website as well. People might not know how to pray, right? We wanted to make something that was for, someone that might not necessarily understand maybe how to pray and has heard about Jesus, but isn't quite, committed his or her life to him yet.
Which I will say, I think is really helpful, because as like a young Christian athlete, it would be like, dear God, please let me win.
Or, yeah.
Dear God, please let me make a shot today.
Right.
Or et cetera. And these are like obviously way more.
Yeah, they are. And that's funny you mentioned that. So like that kind of brings us to like the Saint Talks group discussions, where those are, kind of common examples of like, God, please let me win this game. Help me make this shot, which is amazing. Mm-hmm. And good for, some inspiration in how to play better, which, we can share lots and lots of examples, and we'll have athletes on that can tell their stories of how that's actually like made them perform better. Just with the whole side of diving a little bit deeper into that, and just really, it's when you can cross that bridge of like, making God like do it for you rather than like surrendering the outcome to Him. Whether you detach yourself from that outcome, and whether it's a loss or it didn't go your way, there's always stuff you can learn from it, or maybe something God had planned. If it did go your way and God did allow you to make that shot, whatever it is, you know what we're saying, that all glory goes to Him. And that's our first core value, is all glory goes to God, good and bad. A lot of athletes will give all glory to God and all glory to Jesus, specifically when things go right. But the real challenge we found is when things don't go your way, when you lose that championship game, when you miss the playoffs, when you do have a season-ending injury, how it can be a knee-jerk reaction of how can you glorify God that way? And that can be very heartbreaking for a lot of people. And quite honestly, a lot of people might lose faith over that. I don't know. What do you think about all that?
Well, I just think that, you look at a lot of athletes and even my mind's thinking of like 100 different examples right now, but where things go extremely wrong. So we think in the moment when we see it at first, like, wow, like, an athlete having this, I'm just going to say it because the example in my head is just Travion Henderson, right? Because he gets drafted. He's going to be this all-star running back at Ohio State, has this injury. He doesn't perform the way he had, the way he was expected to, or have those results. And he was, you know, there was a season of waiting in that, you know, and then you see what his legacy now is at Ohio State because he went through that waiting, because that happened, right? I mean, I know he had that football camp in the beginning of the season last year where there were so many kids there that got Bibles probably for the first time, you know, and like what he's doing to advance the kingdom, but also what his professional career is looking like now. But all of that to say is that came because that happened. You know what I mean? He wasn't a believer before and he struggled with faith and that happened. And then there was a purpose for it, I guess, is my point. So when we see those injuries or those things and it's like, why me? Why now? I'm in my prime. I'm in my peak. I'm at this. I'm supposed to do this. I'm supposed to win. That we don't see it up front, but we can see right now the benefit of why that happened. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. The whole, you know, hindsight thing. And, you know, this is going to be kind of a common theme, you know, as we continue to, have more episodes of the Eternal Athletes podcast and, you know, talk to athletes. We're going to have these kind of conversations of, you know, dealing with adversity, glorifying God and what things mean. You know, a lot of times that's what it comes down to, because, you know, newsflash, none of us are God. So we will never know with 100% certainty what everything means, but and why things happened. The best thing we can do is continue to glorify Him, and it could be a number of situations like drawing Him closer or drawing you closer to Him. So at the end of the day, a lot of that can be the answer for it. So. Glad you mentioned that. There's a lot of great athletes, and you got to think of yourself as an athlete too. You almost take for granted how much kids and other people look up to you as well. I know I mm-hmm. did, because when I was, you know, in the peewees and even, you know, junior high school, I looked up to collegiate and pro athletes, and then, when you become one, you get so involved in the day to day that you forget that all those eyeballs are on you sometimes. And they're literally watching every move you make, everything you say, everything. So, it is our goal to equip Christian athletes with the confidence to share Jesus and with the confidence to, you know, proclaim His name. Just have it come so naturally to them and just not be ashamed for it. So that's a whole goal of this. And like I said, you know, a little bit ago, we have seen a good shift in that direction for some athletes and some sports, but there's obviously a long way to go. And we know there is an evil one soaring around that is trying to cast fear in people's minds, trying to cast doubts in your mind of whether you should say Jesus or not on camera, right? Whether you should even say faith or God, on camera and credit anything to Him. There's all sorts of, you know, quote unquote backlash that you might think would come. But at the end of the day, Saint Fuel, we're called to be saints. And me personally, some things that do help me with overcoming that kind of mindset is if you're maybe scared to say His name, is you got to think of the early Christians, man, like what they went through and how they just proclaimed Christ. Like I think of Saint Peter, Saint Paul, Saint John, those first early Christians. Like if they were in a football game or baseball game, whatever it is, and they had a microphone, what would they be saying, after
Ryan
the game?
Ryan asked me that the other night. He said, what do you think St. Paul or St. Peter would say if they had a podcast? And I was like, I mean.
They'd be just spewing with enthusiasm for Jesus. And, we're 2,000 years removed, right, from when Christ walked on this earth. So there can almost seem like there's some fuzziness or there's some we know we need to believe in it, but it's still hard to like actually picture Jesus and, you know, the reality of His presence in our lives and the reality of Him as a person, just because it seems just so long ago, which it was. But what's helped me overcome that is just look at look at Jesus like I was a, you know, a St. John or a St. Peter, you know, even the doubting Thomas, St. Thomas, right, who came to...
Are you looking at me when you say that?
That's not... No intention there, but we all have our doubts, right? And a lot of times those people who doubt can in turn become the best believers and the best proclaimers of the word, just because... they were in maybe a skeptic's shoes, right? So they can relate a little bit more, and that skeptic might believe that person a little bit more rather than just listening to someone who's, quote-unquote, only done good their whole lives. So,
which is why I think it would be great, if that is you, to stick with us a little longer, because throughout our journey on this podcast, I feel like we will relate a lot, because I feel like we're kind of like what you just described, where Ryan's really been that... I've never seen you waver in your faith ever. And if you did, it's been silently and you haven't expressed it. Where I, on the other hand, I have had skepticisms along the way and just questions and things I felt like I needed answered. And so obviously we don't have time to go through all of those examples on day one, but throughout our time and throughout different podcasts, we'll talk about that, because I think that that is easy. It's easy to say, just think positively when you get hurt, you know, but it's like, let's unpack it. There's way more to it than that. So stick with us for those kinds of stuff too.
Absolutely. And kind of a cool thing we developed as well for athletes are the Saint Talks group discussions. So right now we have four seasons out. We have 16 total group discussions that go over everything of like, you know, how to be humble, you know, different responsibility, leadership as a Christian athlete, teamwork as a Christian athlete, you know, kind of the basic criteria that you hear as an athlete, but also, you know, seasons like 2, 3, and 4 get a little bit more into the weeds, which we were talking about, where how to maybe discern different situations, you know, how to proclaim your faith without, you know, feeling like a hypocrite in some ways. And, you know, how to, even at sometimes with competing, I know this was a struggle for me, where it's just like, you know, you're playing someone, it's a competition, right? You have to love them, right? Like, you know, a brother or sister in Christ, and, you know, we're called to love them. So at times I felt like conflicted of like, I got to love this person 3 feet on the other side of the ball from me.
But I
have to like be like violent with him. I played football, right? So I have to, you know, so there's that fine line of, glorifying God with the way the sport's intended to be played.
You're glorifying God by making them tougher when
you're toughen them up. Be good for them. But you know, stuff like that, you know, that back and forth where I have to love you, but I have to beat you. So there's that balance there that we go over in the Saint Talks group discussions. That's all free on our website, saintfuel.com. You can look at it on there, along with the prayers as well. So, so that's the biggest stuff there.
Yeah.
Was just going to finish up with our core values. Of course, all glory goes to God, eternal focused, athlete centric, courageous holiness, and then service excellence. So all of those are the core of who we are at Saint Fuel. Maybe we can unpack each of those in a different session and everything coming up here. In addition to, really empowering athletes mentally, emotionally, spiritually, our vision is to also empower them physically as well. So you might be asking, how the heck can a podcast or Saint Fuel, something virtual like a website, do that? Well,
let us tell you.
Well, we've been really, really hyper focused on developing like a literally never been created product before for performance. Using material that's like super, super innovative and everything. So it will be designed for a Christian athlete to enhance performance. You know, essentially it's compression gear, but we developed a new material that's really the biggest companies in the world aren't using yet.
Yep.
And it will be very, very beneficial for God's creation, actually. More details to come.
Know that we did get a lot of input from various athletes from different sports, different levels of play, as well when creating this as well.
So there's
definitely a lot of input put in. Not just something we sat around and thought about, or I should say Ryan sat around and thought about.
You had some input. Yeah.
But yeah, I'm excited.
Well, we are. Yeah. So ideally, you know, our vision is to equip people, physically as well, along with the mind. So this will definitely
feel
do
good,
that.
Play good, right?
And it will definitely be that feel of like, hey, you're shopping for something. Do you want to get the basic compression tee or something maybe a little bit that stands for your values and what you believe in? So we've added a few layers on top of that where it also makes the world a better place in a lot of ways. And we can unpack the special technology that we've developed, the fabric technology that we've developed the last 1 to 2 years in perfecting this. So we are in the middle of production right now, finalizing some sampling for it. So you can expect the opportunity to maybe have that within the next, 90 to 120 days or so.
Yep.
More details to come on that. But we think you'll be really excited about that. And our mission wasn't just to launch something, just right. to like slap a logo on some compression shorts.
You
and
can
just,
get that anywhere.
Yeah, our mission wasn't that. Our mission was to truly, I wasn't going to, launch it or attach our names to anything or if it wasn't going to make the world a better place and make the athlete perform better. And, mm-hmm. and we've perfected the combination of both and can't wait to share it with you on that. So we might be at about time. Yeah. So this first episode, of course, might be a little shorter where we're just giving you some little insight and little snippets on what to expect with the podcast and just Saint Fuel in general. But just know we're here to empower athletes to glorify Christ with their game and pursue a life with Him for eternity. And we're doing that to help people and athletes specifically empower them mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and physically. So we want to do that to the best of our abilities, and you can expect some more episodes similar to this. We'll break down different principles of, how, teamwork impacts your play as a Christian and how to be humble and heck, even like achievements, right? Winning that championship trophy, how it doesn't define you, winning the MVP. So many people can get hung up on that, getting your plaque on the wall in the hallway of a auditorium, right? That doesn't mean anything in eternity. So so we definitely want to make sure we're eternal focused.
Yep.
We're athlete centric, and we give all glory to God here.
And we'll definitely also have guests along the way as too, from whether they're coaches, players, collegiate players, high school players, former players, players that are people that are successful business entrepreneurs or successful parent, whatever it is, that have an athletic background as well too. So there's a lot of great guests we have lined up for that too.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So we'll end it there. You can expect more episodes to come on this, and until next time, God bless. Bye. See ya.